was the night of the county fair. You said that you'd be there, you'd wait outside. I met a friend who said you'd pass me by for the charm of Jacques Lemaire. But she was good to me, oh so good to me. And she said she loved me long. She was good to me, oh so good to me. But I found out she'd done me wrong. I went to find the reason for the sudden change of plan. When I spied her riding dodgems, he was steering, holding hands. Now I never could get angry, but inside me something broke. And I don't remember nothing till they dragged me from his throat. But she was good to me, oh so good to me. And she said she loved me long. She was good to me, oh so good to me. But I found out she done me wrong. Now I'm sitting here again and my heart just gives me pain. For I know I'll never be free and I won't see her again. I can still remember clearly, though the years have passed me by. Now she cries out Jacques Lemaire's name as the tears drop from her eyes. But she was good to me, oh so good to me. And she said she loved me long. She was good to me, oh so good to me. But I found out she done me wrong. But she was good to me, oh so good to me. And she said she loved me long. She was good to me, oh so good to me. But I found out she done me wrong. But she was good to me, oh so good to me. And she said she loved me long. She was good to me, oh so good to me. But I found out she done me wrong.
Headband, The Ballad of Jacques Lemaire, and a nice little dance number. It's quite appropriate. I'm trying to figure out how to dance to that and keep mathematics in my head, because this is what we want to talk about now, an innovative approach on spreading the joy of maths, I suppose. To explain, I'm talking to Dr. Bill Baratompa, University of Canterbury Senior Lecturer in Mathematics and Statistics. I guess you are a mathematical entertainer, are you, Bill, in lots of ways? Good afternoon.
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, I guess I am a mathematical entertainer as well as a barn dance and square dance caller.
How do the two work together, music and maths?
Well, the both involve sort of patterns, and if you like to sort of see symmetry and connections like that, both of those, of course, relate to math and dance.
Tell us about your project and how it works.
Well, I have this project called The Dance of Mathematics. The Royal Society had this fund, the Science and Technology Promotion, which I thought, now that I'm semi-retired, I'm half-time at the university, I thought, why don't I try and pursue some of my hobbies connected up with math? So I thought, let's go into rural communities, run a barn dance, which is really just a fun event, and then come and give some math talks the following day. And not sort of formal talks, but more hands-on entertainment, really. And the dance idea is to get the community behind us and see that mathematicians just sort of are normal people as well.
So what do they all come to the barn dance and then front up for the mass, or how does it work?
Yeah, that's the deal, you see. But, yeah. You know, it won't be heavy mass. It'll be sort of fun mass, and the idea is to try and to relate to everyone in the community. I mean, the children at school as well as their parents, and even people who don't have any kids at school anymore.
What is a dance of mathematics? Obviously, you count while you move.
Well, yeah, like the music you were having there. I mean, you can't help moving to it. I mean, you say, join up hands, circle to the left, into the middle, back, and those are nice symmetric patterns. And, I mean, people don't realize that it's mathematics and that, you know, it's no big heavy deal to make it mathematics. But, in fact, when you move to mathematics, you are exploring symmetries that more formal mathematicians are interested in.
And is it changing the learning experience in general, Bill?
Well, I mean, in my teaching, I have used a barn dance as more light relief for the class. I mean, this is a university. They work really hard. And often halfway through the year, I've run a dance just for something fun. I'm not trying to sort of use the dance to sort of teach people math per se. It's more just to get people to be a bit curious and want to come to an event like this, and when they see some of the things that we'll talk about, they'll realize that everyday fun things often have a mathematical component.
What sort of things?
Well, I have a friend who's visiting next year, Burkhard Polster, and he has quite an entertaining talk about different ways to lace your shoes. Most people know how to lace their shoes and don't think of it as mathematics, but in fact, there are thousands and thousands of different ways, and you know, people might think, well, that's just sort of a funny esoteric thing to do, but I mean, the study of how strings can be looped together in fact has serious sides in mathematics as well. I mean, the people who study DNA now want to know how these things can link up, and this type of mathematics is actually used quite a bit nowadays.
But we're not aware that we're using maths.
No.
Just relate the way we just do everything, you know.
Yeah.
It relates to everyday life experience is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, does it follow if you're good at maths, you'll be good at music or a good dancer?
Well, I don't think it follows, but often you find people are interested in both. I think people with a good visual sense often like to do dance as well, because it's sort of a physical way to move in space, and if you're used to sort of moving pictures in your head, that's something you're good at, so you're often good at both.
Both concerned with patterns, I suppose.
That's right.
In lots of ways. So, you're also a dance caller. What does that involve?
I've been doing barn dancing for a long time, which is basically a New Zealand tradition, and they're often quite simple dances that were originally done in colonial times, and I will get people on the floor and teach them very simple dances, and then prompt them with the music. I mean, and it's pretty simple stuff, really. I mean, everybody get in a big circle, join hands, circle towards your left hand, and different types of formations. Sometimes people get in lines and squares as well. I am a square dance caller. You can tell from my accent I'm American. I actually didn't start square dancing until I came to New Zealand. There's quite a few people who do it in New Zealand. That is a very mathematical type of dancing, although most square dancers don't think of it in that way. But as a caller, it's your job to move people around in different combinations, and at the end of the dance, get everybody back with their original partners. And there's quite a few calculations you sort of have to be doing on the fly while that's happening.
Yeah, the symmetries of the square. I looked it up on the net, and oh, boy, it's complicated.
Yeah.
So yeah, wouldn't that put a lot of people off?
Well, you don't think about that when you're dancing. and at these community barn dances, I mean, if a lot of people have been at barn dances, then it'll pretty much be a barn dance like that. I mean, it's fun. And I may very gently point out a little bit of math that happened, but that's mainly for the second day's program. And again, it's not meant to be heavy stuff. It's quite light and fun. It was an opportunity, I hope, to sort of go to places that normally wouldn't be exposed to mathematicians, just for them to see the kind of stuff that happens.
A goes to B, and B moves across, and then C and D do their own thing. And
that's right.
And so it goes on. Okay. So how do you, what's the reaction when you demonstrate all this? It's the real power of good maths and the ability to transfer those ideas from an area to quite a different one, the symmetries of the square dance.
Well, I don't normally point it out. I just get people to dance. And later on in conversations, I might point out that you realize that you shook hands with everybody in the room, but didn't ended up coming back to the original partner. Or sometimes in a dance, some of these, they're called mixers, and you end up dancing with different people. Depending on how many people are in the room, sometimes people get missed out. And like I have a dance called Lucky Seven, where you move on to every seventh person in the dance. Now, if we happen to be unlucky and have a multiple of seven people in the room, then we keep coming back to the same people. And I might sort of point this out in the course of the dance, that if someone just sits down for a second, we'll get to meet some more people.
Does this work with traditional dances? You think of Scottish, Irish, folk dance, that sort of thing as well? I mean, can that, those traditional dance forms have anything to do with maths?
Well, again, they're nice symmetric patterns. I mean, things like the gypsy tap that a lot of people know is a dance in a circle of couples, and you trade places. They're similar kinds of dances. The dances I will be doing at a barn dance, like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought we'd get a square dance heat nanny kind of caller out here to play on the end of our chat with you today.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what it's going to be.
And, yeah, have a listen and see what you think of this.
Well, thanks, Wayne.
Alabama left for the corner, lady, do a right and left grand, grand right and left around you go. Meet your partner, promenade, promenader all the way back home around the square. Now when you get there, head couples forward up to the middle and back. Do a right and left too. Head ladies change straight across. Sides up to the middle and back with you. Do a right and left too. And the same two ladies chain across. Now heads face your partner back away. Lines up to the middle and back. Everybody pass through. Do a U-turn back. Do a right and left two right there. And the same two ladies chain across. Same lines up to the middle as you come along back. Bend the line, everybody go forward, up and back. Right and left two right there. Same ladies chain across. Same lines up to the middle and back. Everybody pass through. Gents, you turn back. Do an Alabama left. Do a right and left grand, grand right and a left you go. When you meet your partner, promenade. Well, I love my wife. I love my baby. Love my biscuits soaked in gravy. Hey, join hands. Circle to the left. Around you go. Ladies in the men's sachet. Circle left. Ladies in the men's sachet, circle left. Do it again, ladies in the men's sachet, circle to the left. One more time, ladies in the men's sachet, circle to the left. Do an Alabama left with a corner, lady, do a right and left grand, grand right and a left around you go. When you meet your partner, promenade around the ring, take a little walk back home again. Now when you get there, right back there, four ladies chain straight across. Now chain them back in the same old track. And the heads into the middle with a whoop, whoop, whoop. Sides to the middle with a whoop, whoop, whoop. Sides face your partner there. Do a dosado. Everybody ready. Grand.
Are you still there, Bill? Must build now.
Pretty advanced square dancing.
Is that advanced? Yeah, I've never honestly not made the connection between maths and square dancing.
Right, right.
You've really started something there. That's not new, though, is it? It's been going on, that kind of lilting music's been around for yonks.
It has.
And the task at hand, I guess, is to get back where you originally started.
Yep.
What did you think? Was that a pretty pretty good call?
He was a good square dance caller. I think he's actually Lee Schmidt. I recognize him. But that's pretty advanced dancing. Barn dances are very simple. I guarantee that in about 5 minutes, I can get people up on the floor and dancing. Some of those moves people wouldn't have recognized. They're pretty specialist square dances.
Mathematically proven, huh?
Yep.
Well, just something different. We thought we'd talk to you today, and I take every opportunity to thank you very much.
Well, thanks a lot, Wayne.
For some of the information on new take on spreading the joy of mathematics into dancing, the square dance. That was Dr. Bill. Actually, I think you need a degree in maths to pronounce Bill's surname correctly. Baratompa. It's got a kind of a mathematical rhythm on its own, hasn't it? Bill Baratompa. And he's working on that to try and put maths and barn dancing sort of into some sort of context. I make it 9 minutes to 4 now.